This recording is brought to you by the British Council.
Hello and welcome to the last episode, number 20, of Series 4 of Learn English Elementary Podcasts. I'm Adam, and my colleague Joe will be joining us later to talk about some of the language from the podcast. Last episode, we heard from Tess and Ravi for the last time this series. They've talked about lots of things that people think are typically British, like red London buses, or loving animals, or the BBC. So Joe and I asked you to tell us which episodes were your favourites, and what you would like Tess and Ravi to talk about in another series. And I'm happy to say you said you liked all of the topics and found them all interesting and useful. Kohaina from Poland, M. Memories from Egypt and Ayat Hassan from Bangladesh all said that they learned a lot about Britain from the podcasts and thought all of the topics were interesting. Lola Channel from Saudi Arabia liked a lot of the topics too. New Age English from China likes the way Tess and Ravi express their own opinions about the topics, even though their opinions might be different from other British people. But the most popular topics from this series were definitely Shakespeare, the Beatles, and our old friend Sherlock Holmes. Alan Guillen is from Mexico, and his favourite topic was Shakespeare, because he loves the theatre. Aaron Matthew T. from the Philippines liked episode 11 about pop music. He says, "I like the Beatles very much, but that was the first time I knew that they were British." Manaset from Cameroon and Reza Sadati from Iran both voted for the Sherlock Holmes episode. Reza started to watch an old series of Sherlock Holmes after the episode and loves the actor, Jeremy Brett, who played Sherlock Holmes. He's the favourite of a lot of Holmes fans, Reza. And Massenet thought it was funny that people still write letters to Sherlock Holmes at his address in London. And you suggested some interesting topics for the next series. Elena 68 from Italy suggested English traditions, celebrities, and things you can see if you visit the UK. Good ideas. Reza would like to know why the UK is called the UK and whether England, Scotland and Wales are independent or not. More good ideas. Mehran Aminpour from Iran would like Tess and Ravi to talk about a topic from series 1 and 2 of the podcast. Which person, alive or dead, would you like to meet? And Muhammad Ali from Syria says he liked the magazine format of series 1 and 2. With different sections and different people. It's very interesting for us to get your opinions and ideas for the next series, so please keep sending in your comments. And now it's time to hear the last episode in the story of Carolina and her friends Emily and Jamie. Will everything be decided? Will it be a happy ending? Let's listen and see.
Trousers?
You washed them yesterday. I'll get them.
Suitcase is too small. It isn't going to close. Too much stuff.
Here you are. You've got too much stuff in that suitcase, Emily. It's too small. It isn't going to close.
I know. Come here and sit on the top. That isn't any good. Wait, if you push here... That's right. It's broken.
Let me see. Yes, it's broken.
Great. So I'm going to France without any clothes.
We'll have to go and buy another one.
I can't. My train's at 6.
So, take mine.
I can't take your suitcase. What are you going to use when you go?
I'm staying here until Friday. I can buy another one.
Oh, thanks.
There you are. All packed and ready. Are you looking forward to it, Emily?
Yeah, I really am. A year away in a different country, studying in French, eating French food, walking around Paris. And don't forget, you're going to visit. You promised.
Oh, yes, I'll be there. Oh, Emily, I'm going to be so lonely without you.
Oh, you'll be fine. I'm only going to France, Carolina. It isn't the other side of the world.
Not like Borneo, you mean?
No, I didn't mean... Oh, I'm sorry. Any news from Jamie? About the big decision? To go or not to go, that is the question.
No, he can't decide. One day he's going to Borneo and buying books about orangutans. The next day, he's staying here with his band and going on tour, and they're going to be superstars.
Well, he has to decide soon. You're going home on Friday.
I know. I'm going to Venezuela for a month, and I want to know what's happening before I go. I told Jamie that.
Well, let me know what happens. Text me. Cheer up. Things will be okay. Oh, that's my taxi. Oh. Now come on, give me a hug. I have to go.
Oh. Oh, I'll miss you.
Me too. Come on, don't cry, Carolina. Please don't cry. I'll text you when I get to Paris. Okay?
Okay.
Bye. Speak to you soon.
Bye. Have a good journey. No. Oh, Emily. Hello, Jamie. I'm okay, but I'm really sad. Emily's just gone. What? You've got something to tell me? Well, what? Are you going to Borneo or staying here? What have you decided to do, Jamie?
Here's Joe again.
For the last time.
Well, the last time this series, anyway.
And we still don't know what Jamie decided.
Orangutans or the band?
I think he'll go to Borneo.
Oh, I think he'll stay in Britain.
Shall we have a bet?
Okay, let's shake hands on it.
Borneo and the orangutans.
Britain and the band. Now, we just have to wait and see. I hope you all enjoyed listening to the story of Carolina and Jamie, and Emily, of course. There were some difficult moments, but I always wanted to know what happened next.
Why don't you write and tell us what you enjoyed most in the story?
Did you have a favourite episode? Write and tell us what you liked and why. The address is www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish. And now, it's time to look at the language that you heard in the podcast.
And in this episode, Emily and Carolina were talking a lot about the future. The future is difficult in English. We use lots of different verb forms, not just will. Listen to them talking. How many verb forms do you hear?
Let me see. Yes, it's broken.
Oh, great. So I'm going to France without any clothes.
We'll have to go and buy another one.
I can't. My train's at 6.
So take mine.
I can't take your suitcase. What are you going to use when you go?
I'm staying here until Friday. I can buy another one.
Oh, thanks.
How many, Adam?
Okay, I'm going to France without any clothes. We'll have to go and buy another one. What are you going to use when you go? I'm staying here until Friday.
And don't forget, my train's at 6. That's talking about the future too. The verb is present, is, but the meaning is future. There are a lot of different ways of talking about the future.
I'm having lunch with John tomorrow.
I'm going to study all weekend.
I'll meet you at the cinema at 9 o'clock.
The exam starts at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Whew! So, which form to use? You can study all the rules in a grammar book.
But you probably won't remember all those rules when you're speaking. So listen to as much English as you can and see which verb forms are used for the future and in what situations. And then slowly, slowly, you'll start to use the right forms yourself.
Listen again to the podcast. There are a lot more examples in Emily and Carolina's conversation.
And there are some exercises on the website to help you get started with recognising and using future forms.
And that's it for today. And, I'm sad to say, that's the end of Series 4. I'd like to thank Jo for all her help.
Oh, not at all. I've enjoyed every minute.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for your great comments. Good luck with your studies. Bye.
Bye.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council.